Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com, and today we're starting a new study in the book of Jeremiah. We're going to cover Jeremiah chapter 50, and the Lord willing, perhaps 51 as well. But today we're going to cover verses 1 through 4 in Jeremiah 50. Let me read the four verses, and then we'll go into the introduction. The word that the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare you among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard, publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there comes up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord. In this study, we begin a new study in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, as I said. The entire chapter is about Yahweh bringing his wrath upon Babylon by nations to the north of Babylon, the Medes and the Persians. Although these nations literally came against and conquered literal Babylon in 539 BC, they were but a type of the spiritual battle which began on May 21, 2011, when the elect, who were typified by the Medes, came against and conquered Babylon, that is this world, including all churches, with the message of no more salvation. And as we, the elect, continue to bring this message of no more salvation to Babylon in these days, we are told that we are to declare it among the nations and announce and set up a banner, announce and conceal not, say Babylon is taken. This we want to be sure to accomplish. And as we bring this message of no more salvation, we are making Babylon desolate, so that none spiritually dwell there any longer, but they remove and they depart, both man and beast. Finally, because this is such a terrible time for the elect to be living in, we will find that the elect are going and weeping as they seek their Lord Yahweh. Well, let's begin with the first verse and look at it in more detail. The first verse of Jeremiah 50 reads, "In the word that the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet." In this verse, we first read, "The word that the Lord spoke against Babylon." Here, the word Lord is the word Yahweh. Of course, we're not 100% sure that the vowels in this word Yahweh are correct, since the original manuscripts did not show the vowels in any given word, but we can be sure that this word is at least a close approximation to what the word was. So, our verse can be translated, "The word that Yahweh spoke against Babylon." Now, this word Babylon is the same word translated as Babel, and it means confusion by mixing, as when Yahweh confused the people's languages by mixing at the Tower of Babel sometime between 3153 and 2914 BC, by giving all the various groups of people different languages so that they could no longer understand one another, to be able to build a city and tower unto themselves. We read about this in Genesis 11. I'm going to read verses 5 through 9. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound or confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound or confuse the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Later, Babylon or Babel became the capital of the region of Babylonia. And you can click on the link which says map to see this. And it is here where Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, eventually resided, who destroyed Jerusalem and took the Israelites captive into Babylon in 587 BC. Then, in 539 BC, Babylon itself was conquered from the north by the Medes and the Persians under King Cyrus. This, we know, was a type of what spiritually happened on May 21, 2011, when Babylon, that is the kingdom of Satan, was conquered by the elect, typified by the Medes, under King Jesus, typified by King Cyrus. For it was on May 21, 2011, the first day of the Day of Judgment, when Satan was deposed and salvation came to an end in this world, which has plunged Babylon, the unsaved people of this world, into remaining spiritually dead in Adam for life, and thus certain to die on the last day of the soon-to-come last day of the Day of Judgment, when those who still remain and are unsaved, and those who are in the graves and unsaved, will all come forth to be damned to eternal death into non-existence forever. Next, we read not only the word that Yahweh spoke against Babylon, but we read, and against the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Here, the word Chaldeans refers to the Babylonians, and the word and does not appear in the Hebrew text. So, our verse literally reads, the word that Yahweh spoke against Babylon, against the land of the Chaldeans, that is the Babylonians, by Jeremiah the prophet. What we are being told then in this verse is that the word which follows in Jeremiah 50 and chapter 51 is a word from Jeremiah the prophet against Babylon, against the land of the Babylonians. And this word of Jeremiah from Yahweh is very pertinent to us today, because we are in the day when these words have been and are being fulfilled. We are in the day when Yahweh has brought and is bringing his wrath against Babylon, that is against this world, including all the churches, ever since May 21, 2011. But he is not physically bringing his wrath against the literal land of Babylon, as he did in 539 BC, which was but a type of the future spiritual events to be manifested in our day. But he has brought and is bringing his spiritual wrath against the spiritual Babylon, which is the kingdom of Satan, as manifest in all the unsaved people of this world. Indeed, Yahweh has brought his wrath upon this world of the unsaved people by removing any possibility for their eternal salvation ever since May 21, 2011. This is a spiritual judgment, and it is what we see typified in Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51, of which we will cover, the Lord willing, in the near days to come. Let's move on to verse 2 of Jeremiah 50, verse 2. Let's read it and then speak a little bit about it. We read in verse 2 of Jeremiah 50, "Declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard, publish, and conceal not. Babylon is taken, Baal is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces." Here we first read, "Declare ye among the nations." That is, we are not only to declare that Babylon is taken in our own nation, but we are to declare it in every nation around the world. And not only are we to declare that Babylon is taken in every nation, but we are to publish it and set up a standard. Here, the word translated as publish is probably better translated as announce, because in Hebrew it must do with the hearing with the ears and not the seeing with the eyes. And the word translated as standard can be translated as banner. So our verse reads like this: "Declare ye among the nations and announce," not publish, but announce, "and set up a banner." The idea is that in declaring among the nations, announce and set up a banner. A banner would be a rallying point from which to announce, and this banner would have written on it the headline message of what is being announced. This would focus the attention of all those who see the banner onto the subject to be declared in more detail by Yahweh's people, either through literature being passed out or through voice messages being declared or through simple conversations. We saw this being effectively done when leading up to May 21, 2011. In crowded areas, many of Yahweh's people were carrying banners with slogans to grab people's attention while they passed out literature and spoke to the people around them in more detail. So the purpose of the banner is to attract attention, to prepare the surrounding people to hear announcement and discussions on the topic, and to read the literature being passed out. There are many ways in which we can set up a banner. You could set up a banner in crowded areas, as we have already mentioned, or you could place a banner or sign on your car to be seen wherever you drive. You could set up a banner on a t-shirt or in a newspaper or on a billboard or on television, the internet, the radio. Indeed, the list as to where you can set up a banner is virtually endless. The important thing is that we do set up a banner and we do announce what it is about. Now we read further, "Publish and conceal not." Publish and conceal not. We already learned that the word translated as publish is probably better translated as announce. And the word translated as conceal could also be translated as hide. So our verse can now be translated, "Declare ye among the nations, and announce, and set up a banner, announce, and conceal," or hide, "not." Clearly, we are not to hide this information about Babylon, that is, about this world and all churches being taken. But we are to declare it among all the nations by setting up banners and announcing it through speech and literature. We are not to hide or conceal this information in any way, but we are to make it known to the best of our abilities, as we did when leading up to Judgment Day, which began on May 21, 2011. We can get out the information through tracts, billboards, signs on vehicles, banners, radio, television, internet, t-shirts, and many other ways, whatever we can afford. The important thing is that we are getting the message out in obedience to what we are being told here to do. I intend to put up some flyer samples or tracts on the website soon, which you can use to make copies from. But now, what is this message that we should be getting out to the world? We are told to say, Babylon is taken. Bel is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. First, we read, Babylon is taken. And in what way was Babylon taken? Why, it was taken because no unsaved person of Babylon can any longer be eternally saved ever since May 21, 2011, which means that all the people of Babylon are now taken. That is, they are guaranteed to remain spiritually dead in Adam for the rest of their lives, which also means that they are all guaranteed to soon physically die and remain dead forever for their sins on the soon-to-come last day of the Day of Judgment. Yes, Babylon was taken ever since May 21, 2011, and we might put this on a banner like this. You can look on the website to see how this is spelled out, but I would basically center this ad and center each line, which I wasn't able to do on the website. They're all they all go to the left, but the heading could be something like this: Babylon, that is this world and all churches in parentheses, was taken on May 21, 2011. And then under that, you can put in caps, no more eternal salvation possible. And then under that, you can say something like this: all the billions of unsaved people are now certain to soon die for their sins. And then lastly, on the bottom of the banner, you can put the website, May-21-2011.com. Well, now our verse continues. It continues and says more than just that Babylon is taken. It says Bel is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces. More literally, it reads Bel is withered. Bel is withered, or we could say dried up. Merodach is shattered or broken. Or you could... Say it as it is spoken in the King James, broken in pieces. Both Bel and Merodach were chief gods of the Babylonians, and by saying that they are now withered and shattered or broken in pieces respectively, we are being told that they have come to be useless. And since these false gods were each a type of Satan himself, we are being told that Satan has become useless in helping this world. Indeed, ever since May 21, 2011, Satan was deposed from ruling, and he is now, in a sense, on death row, awaiting his soon and final destruction on the last day. So, because he is no longer ruling, but Christ, we've learned in other studies, is ruling in his stead with a rod of iron, it is as if Satan has already been destroyed. Yes, ever since May 21, 2011, we can boldly say Satan is withered or dried up. The devil is shattered, broken in pieces. But then we finally read, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. That is, not only have Babylon's chief deities become of no use ever since May 21, 2011, but so have all her idols and images. The sentence, her idols are confounded, is really better translated, her idols are withered or dried up, because it's the same word that was used just previously that we spoke about. And the sentence, her images are broken in pieces, can be translated, her images are shattered, or you can just leave it as broken in pieces. That's a fine translation. The point being that all the world's false gods, no matter who or what they may be, have all been rendered useless to help them. For all the billions of unsaved people in the world are now certain to die in their sins. None will ever be eternally saved in Jesus Christ again. And none of Babylon's, that is this world's, false gods can help. The Muslim god cannot help. The Jewish god cannot help. The Hindu gods cannot help. The Buddhist gods cannot help. Not even the true Christian God, Yahweh, the Lord Jesus Christ, can help. For he has determined to bring judgment on the world during this time, which began on May 21, 2011. And who can stay his outstretched arm? It is the day of vengeance, and he will not stop until every person has been rendered payment for their sins against the most holy God, when on the last day of this day of vengeance, all those who are in the graves and unsaved, and all those billions of people who still remain and are unsaved, are brought forth unto eternal damnation in the fires of annihilation. Yes, Babylon, this world, has been snared by the trapper Yahweh. And Yahweh is soon to come in and make the final kill. Moving on to verse 3 of Jeremiah 50. Verse 3 of Jeremiah 50. For out of the north there comes up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In this verse we first read, for out of the north there comes up a nation against her. For out of the north there comes up a nation against her. Literally it reads, for a nation comes up against her from the north. And in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 17, if you will remember, we learned that this nation that comes against Babylon from the north are the Medes, who we found to typify the elect coming against Babylon, that is, against this world, including all the churches, with the message of judgment beginning on May 21, 2011. So here also we know that the nation from the north which comes against the Babylonians, also known as the Chaldeans, are the Medes. And they come from the region of Media north of Babylon. And you can click on the map to see this. Although the Medes were an actual historical nation which conquered literal Babylon in 539 BC, you can click on the timeline to see that this took place in 539 BC, they were a type of the elect who are coming against Babylon, this world including all the churches, with the message of no more salvation ever since May 21, 2011. Now, we read that this nation of the Medes, which comes up against Babylon, will make her, that is Babylon's land, desolate. That is, as the elect bring the message of no more salvation ever since May 21, 2011, they are making it known that this world and all the churches have become spiritually desolate. And why did they become desolate? Well, they became spiritually desolate because ever since May 21, 2011, no one in Babylon, that is in this world, including all the churches, can any longer become saved, which means that they are all certain to remain spiritually dead and thus spiritually desolate. So, the nation out of the north, which are the Medes who typify the elect, has come up against Babylon, which typifies this world, including all churches, to bring judgment against them by making it known that none in the land of Babylon can any longer be saved. And this has made the land of Babylon spiritually desolate. because they are all now certain to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and thus spiritually desolate, with no possibility ever of eternal life. Next, our verse says, "And none shall dwell therein," and none shall dwell therein. Once again, this is a spiritual declaration to mean that none spiritually dwell in Babylon ever since Judgment Day began. They still physically live in Babylon, of course, but none spiritually dwell therein because, as we have already stated, all the unsaved people of this world are now certain to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and thus spiritually incapable of dwelling anywhere. So, spiritually speaking, none now dwell in Babylon. Nevertheless, they do all physically live in this world, but this will be short-lived, as all unsaved people are now, ever since May 21, 2011, certain to completely perish on the soon-to-come last day of the Day of Judgment. Finally, in this verse, our verse states, they shall depart, both man and beast. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. This is just another way of expressing what was already said, namely that the land of Babylon, ever since May 21, 2011, has become spiritually desolate, and none are spiritually alive to dwell there. For both man and beast have removed and departed. Now, man was created to represent or typify God, as man was made in the image of God, Genesis 1:27. And beasts in the Bible can represent or typify mankind, as seen in the following verses. Let's look at Job 18:3. "Wherefore are we accounted as beasts and reputed vile in your sight?" Psalm 49, verse 12. "Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish." Psalm 49, 20. "Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish." Psalm 73:22. "So foolish was I and ignorant, I was a beast before thee." And finally, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18, we read, "I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts." So, in that our verse says, "They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast," it means that both God, who of course God is Christ, and mankind remove and depart ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. Christ removes and departs because he's no longer present to save. That is, God, or Christ, removes and departs because he's no longer present to save. And mankind, that was represented by the beasts, removes and departs because they're no longer present to be saved, to be able to be saved. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to verse 4 of Jeremiah 50. Verse 4. This will be the last verse that we'll cover in this study. We read, "In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God." First, we read, "In those days and in that time, saith the Lord." Here we are being told that what is about to be said must do within those days and in that time. And what days and time are being referred to? Well, we learned in the previous verse that it is in the days and time when a nation is being sent against Babylon to make her land desolate. That nation, we learned, was the Medes, who represent the elect in our day, who are coming against Babylon, this world, including all churches, the whole kingdom of Satan, to make them desolate by the declaration that Judgment Day has come and salvation has ended on May 21, 2011. So, in those days, and in that time, refers to the time of Judgment Day, ever since May 21, 2011. Then also we read, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. The word Lord is capitalized, and in the King James Bible, because the word Lord is really the word Yahweh. Yahweh. But the King James Bible translators knew that we do not know for sure what the vowels in the word Yahweh are, so they just translated it Lord, because it has long since been considered. That is, the word Yahweh has long since been considered to be too holy to even try and utter. Nevertheless, we do know that the four consonants in the word Yahweh are accurate. And the pronunciation Yahweh is at least a good approximation, according to many scholars. So, we will use the translation of Yahweh instead of Lord, as this is our God's personal name. And as such, it is not a name that we want to just cast aside, even though we may not be pronouncing it the exact way in which it should be. May we be corrected in heaven if need be. Now, knowing that what we are about to read is said by the one and only holy and almighty God Yahweh, and must do with the days and time that we are now in, we read, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Lord, their God. But who are the children of Israel, and who are the children of Judah being spoken about here? In the Bible, there are two different children of Israel and children of Judah. First, there are the literal children that are descended from Abraham. And second, there are the spiritual children who are the elect, who are in Christ, who can be a part, who could have been a part of the Jewish nation during the Old Testament times, and even during these times, or perhaps not. They were from a Gentile nation, whatever the case. There are the spiritual children, who are the elect, and there are the literal children, who are descended from Abraham. In the context of our verse, obviously the children being referred to in this verse are the spiritual children, the elect. Oh yes, in the historical account of the literal children, but the literal children only typified the spiritual children who would later spiritually come against the land of Babylon in our day, which is the elect coming against this world and all churches by declaring judgment against them. So, the children of Israel and the children of Judah ultimately refers to the elect ever since May 21, 2011, and so we are told that the elect come together, going and weeping and seeking Yahweh, and this will take place in those days and in that time which we are now in, ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. The question we now ask is this: is it true? Is it true that the elect are now going and weeping as they seek Yahweh in this day of Yahweh's wrath? And we can answer this absolutely. We are praying that our Lord would forgive us for the sins that we participated in when we were still a part of the churches, before we obeyed the Lord's command to depart out. We pray that He would forgive us for our own personal sins as we repent of them, never to return to them. We pray, Yahweh, that He would give us the desire and power to obey all His commandments and teachings as we learn them. That we would not walk after our own desires and lusts, but that we would seek after Him in all His glory and majesty to do that which pleases Him in all situations. We pray that we would be embraced, or empowered, I should say, to follow Him, even to the death of sin and in the resurrection of righteousness. We pray that He would guide us unto all truth and keep us from drifting away from truth by those who claim to be teachers, but who are teaching another gospel and things which lead to sin in mind and body. Help us, O Lord, to seek You with our whole hearts. Forgive us for our weaknesses, and where we are weak, make us strong. Help each one of us to remain encouraged in these terrible days of judgment and to obey You by finding ways to declare that Babylon has been taken, that judgment has come, in that salvation has come to an end, so that there is no longer any eternal hope for anyone not saved or conceived after May 21, 2011. Lord, billions of people are now sure to die and remain dead for all eternity, and we know that we are no better than them, except that according to Your own good pleasure, You granted mercy to us and not to them. What a mystery. But we will thank You for all eternity, and we will praise You for all eternity because of Your great mercy. O Lord, hear our prayer through Your Son, Jesus Christ. How long, Lord, until the end? We have grown sick for Your presence. We desire to be with You now, to put off these bodies of corruption and be clothed with new bodies of incorruption, and for this creation to be transformed from corruption to incorruption, where we will dwell forever under Your loving arms in the new heaven and new earth. Yes, how much longer must we wait? We are weary. Lord, we are weary. Who will save us from this creation of death? Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's conclude this study. We learned that there is a nation being used to come up against Babylon, that is, against this world, including all the churches. This nation of the Medes typifies the elect who have come up against this world and all the churches with the message of no more salvation ever since May 21, 2011. We also learned that we, the elect, are to announce and put up a banner worldwide with the message that Babylon has been taken, in that there is no more salvation for the world. We are to strive to get out this message in all the ways which we can, such as flyers, tracts, billboards, internet mediums, radio, television, vehicle signs, t-shirts, hats, newspaper ads, and whatever else can be used as a banner for information on what it means that Babylon has been taken. Yes, Babylon has been taken, in that there is no longer any possibility for any unsaved person to become saved, and this means that all unsaved people, all of Babylon, are now certain to remain spiritually dead, which makes Babylon spiritually desolate, with no one spiritually alive to dwell there. All unsaved people have spiritually been removed, and they departed, both man and beast. Man here refers to God, or the Lord Jesus Christ, as man was made in the image of God, while beast refers to man, as man is described as a beast in the Bible. So, when we read that both man and beast have removed and departed, we are being told that both God and mankind have removed and departed. God has removed and departed in that He's no longer present in the world to bring salvation. And mankind has removed and departed in that they are no longer present in the sense of being able to be saved. Because it is such a terrible time for the elect to be living in, we, the elect, are going and weeping, and we are most earnestly seeking Yahweh, our Lord, as we go. Now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord shine his face upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.